would like to thank the Dave folks for contributing to such a great weekend. Now, Dave, I've known since I was one. We grew up across the street from each other. What I like to tell people is that I've known Dave longer than I've had a memory. The longer I've gone in life, the more it's become clear to me that the friends that you have when you were that age, when you were that young, that you've grown up with, you just don't have friends like that later in life, whether or not you've gone to college or in the workplace. I mean, we were friends before we cared about being cool. We were friends before we cared about girls. I mean, we were friends because we were friends. And so Dave and I have been through a lot together. And I actually, in thinking about the speech, I put together a list of the top 10 things, like the top 10 Dave members. Now, the top five are totally inappropriate for me. But I will say this, that my career as a criminal defense attorney began way before law. We learned the ins and outs of breaking and entering, malicious destruction of property. I'll stop there because I'm borderline violating attorney-client privilege. One of the things I will mention about Dave is one of my favorite memories about us is it's actually a movie that we used to watch over and over and over together. I still remember those summer days when Dave would come over to my house. We watched this movie probably about 500 times. It's a movie called Stand By Me. And I think it's appropriate in a lot of ways because it's about growing up. It's about being a best friend. It's about commitment. It's about being there with somebody through the good times and bad. And no matter where we've gone, I think it's still amazing that we're still just as good friends now, even though we don't live across the street from each other anymore as we were back then. And through our friendship and through our childhood, we learned about dedication, we learned about commitment, and I think that's one of the reasons why Dave and Kim's relationship is going to be so successful going forward. Now, the other reason I know it's going to be successful is the beautiful lady that's sitting next to you, Kim. And Dave and I are similar in the sense that we both depend on the women in our lives to keep us on the straight and narrow. And without them, we would be just totally lost walking around. And I want to thank, it was apparent from the first time I met Kim that she cared for Dave very deeply. And on behalf of everybody who knows Dave and loves Dave, I want to thank you. Now, my wife and I were lucky enough to be in St. Croix for Dave and Kim's engagement, and it was a really nice moment. Dave brought the ring with him from Boston all the way to St. Croix, and every time Kim left the room, Dave would do a little mini freak out. So Dave was proposing the first night that we were there, and Dave had walked out to the ocean. My wife and I were back at Kim's folks' condo. Dinner was ready, and we were just basically waiting for Dave. And I thought it was a really nice moment, and I thought it really telling about Kim and their relationship together. That Kim didn't say, "Hey, what are you doing? Get over here. We're all hungry." She just took her time and said, "Oh, let me go get her." And I thought that was really courteous, it was generous, it was appropriate given the fact that she didn't know that she was just about to be engaged. And I think that's telling about them, about their relationship. And it's hard for me to believe now that my daughter is almost as old as I was when I met her. And one of the things that I wish for her is that she'll be able to find somebody in her childhood, the way that I had with Dave. And besides a full scholarship to Harvard. So I want to say, Dave and Kim, have a lot of fun on your honeymoon. Have a lot of fun on your honeymoon. Angelina needs a friend. I left my glasses at the table, but if you'd all raise your glasses. Dave and Kim, may the days and years ahead be the best days and years of your life.
Cheers. Cheers.